and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a certified financial group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with Aaron Burton, Harry Stottlemyre, certified financial planner professional.
That's us.
Certified financial group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys today?
Great, Kyle. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was absolutely great.
Did you stay local or did you
I went down to my parents' house in South Florida.
Okay.
Watched a lot of football.
Oh, yeah.
Watched the NFL and then some college football and then drove back home. Came here, worked Saturday, then went home and watched more college football.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of college football, I was up so early this morning. Super excited about this today with the college football games that are going to be
on. Oh, the playoffs, yeah.
Championships,
I guess.
Championship weekend.
Tonight.
Yes.
Already an upset.
LSU Georgia going on at 4.
Yeah.
That's the game I'm really looking forward
last
to.
Last night.
Georgia if LSU makes some mistakes, Georgia may make it interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
And tonight is one of those nights where you just sit back out back with the fire, cigar, and watch some amazing football.
I'm trying to plan my nap so I can stay up for the late game. But I don't know when I'm going to put that. Maybe now. I mean, we'll
see. You know, watch kickoff at the Big 12 championship. That should put you to sleep.
Yeah,
and then wake up in just a time to watch the second, third game.
Yeah, I got to plan. Or just drink a lot of caffeine. I'll power through. I'll figure it out.
I'm sure.
First world problem.
I don't think this guy next to me is going to miss the Ohio State game. That I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, you're good. Unless it's a blowout, and then he can go to sleep by halftime.
Sure,
that'll work just right.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is December 7th, and it is what some people call the most wonderful time of the year. Isn't that right, Harry Stottlemyre?
It's the most wonderful
time.
I was waiting for Harry to start singing.
It may be for some.
Wait, what?
It may be for some, but not for all.
Ah.
It is supposed to be the most wonderful time of year, or is it? This is a time of year when we see people out and about maybe a little bit more. They're trying to arrange their travel plans. They're out shopping more than they typically might be during the year. They're trying to make family arrangements, getting from point A to point B. Then there might be a little disagreement between spouses on whose family you spend more time with. And then you have lack of patience because wherever you go, the airport, the mall, I-4, anywhere, there's more traffic, more people. You have all the snowbirds back down.
You're depressing me.
And then you look at your checkbook and you have financial issues and, you know, you feel the pressure because it's the time of year of giving. And basically what all this comes down to for some folks is stress. And I actually had a situation this last week of a family member dying and talked to one of my clients who is a funeral director and asked him. And statistically, it is absolutely 100% true that the death rate between Thanksgiving and New Year increases. And why is that?
Hmm.
Well, there's a number of reasons. Some say it's, cold weather, et cetera, et cetera. But in many cases, it's because of heart attacks, and that sometimes is because of stress. And sometimes that stress comes upon ourselves. We put that on ourselves. And so how do you make this a wonderful time of year? First of all, if you're going out shopping, make yourself a list. You have a budget. Make yourself a list. This is how much money I can spend and I can comfortably spend. This is how much money I can use for charities, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you go shopping, literally put the name of the individual and the dollar amount that you are comfortable spending. Because what you don't want to do is have a hangover in January and February and keep this stress going when you receive those credit card bills in January and February. It only prolongs it. And so for many, many people, it's because, you know, we talk about planning tomorrow today. This is about planning your holidays out. And if you do that, this can be one of the most wonderful times of the year. Or if you don't, it ultimately can be the most stressful and depressing time of a year, and that's certainly not what this is all about. So what I'm saying to you is enjoy the time. It's not about the size. It's not about the amount of the giving or the gift. You know, many people buy things for people that they don't like with money they don't have and don't need. And that's not the way that you should start out the holidays. And it truly can be a wonderful time of year if you plan. So I hope I didn't depress everyone, but those are the facts. Those are the facts.
No, that's good information because we could get all caught up in the sales and the deals and get excited about the deals and then realize we just spent more money than we had because we're thinking about how much we were saving and not how much we were spending. It's a big trap this time of year.
It really is. And a lot of it's peer pressure. You know, I need to get Aunt Matilda, you know, this. And Aunt Matilda doesn't need another blanket.
I spent $50 on this person. I need to probably spend about that on this person and that person and that person.
But I have found, and I've done this myself, literally make a list and name all the people mm-hmm. that you're interested in buying and put a dollar amount in. It should help make things hopefully a little less stressful.
See, I do that different. I go with how much we're going to spend on gifts this year, list everybody out.
Perfect.
And then everybody that pretty much has their heart set on something, we get them, and then as we add and subtract, because some things that some people really want, cost less than others. Right. Everybody doesn't have to know how much you've spent on them. It's just the thought that counts, yeah. And I just sit there simply going out and
here's,
say, hey, how much is left over?
Here's the other trap. Now in this age of computer buying and shopping, mm-hmm. man, it's so easy to get caught up in click, 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 click,
and they
click,
got you,
click,
man.
Click. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, go, oh, my, I'll worry about it next year. And mm-hmm. that may be, that's not a good way to go.
No.
Well, we've got a question for the panel. Aaron Byrne, Harry Stallmeyer here on the radio today asking your or answering your questions. Go ahead and ask them anything you want to know about getting to that retirement finish line or help with the budget. It's a final checklist for the end of the year. I know we've only got, three weekends left? After this
you
one,
know it, yep.
And so your last chance to get to all your year-end ducks in a row, as they say. So if you've been doing that and you're like, I've got a question, now's an excellent time to call us up. 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. The text machine is up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We just ask you to keep it about 160 characters because that's all we can see on the screen. We don't want your answer to get cut off, and then we have to guess, and that's no bueno. If you find yourself writing a long novel, that's what the phone line's for, 844-220-0965. Aaron, what else can they call you about?
Well, Harry and I are here to answer any questions you may have about your personal finances. As Harry mentioned earlier, Monday through Friday we meet with clients, talk about their personal financial situation, how it revolves around their retirement, how it revolves around asset allocation, questions about budgeting and Social Security and long-term health care and mutual funds and annuities and stocks and bonds and all sorts of stuff. We take questions and field them, again, Monday through Friday. But here on Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, we are here to answer your questions. So if you have a question, feel free to pick up the phone and dial these numbers.
844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. And I know there's a lot of people are thinking about what to do at the end of the year. I know a lot of people are already thinking about 2020. And I was going to ask you guys this question. With all the headlines in the news saying, a recession is coming, it's an election year, markets are going to go haywire, what could we really expect in 2020, guys?
Well, I don't know about Aaron in your practice, but I'm getting this question a lot. Is it time to downshift? Oh my gosh, I'm really worried about next year. It's an election year. What does that mean for my money, for my pocketbook, for my investments? Is it going to crash? Are we going to give everything back that we made in 2019 or 2019? You know, do we shift our objective from maybe moderately aggressive to moderate or conservative? Those are the questions that I'm getting a lot from my clients. And you know, historically, the markets, I did a little research, and since 1952, the Dow has basically climbed 10% on average during election years when there is a sitting president. Okay, and I'm not talking about red or blue here, folks. I'm talking about a sitting president. So in a year where there is a sitting president, the Dow has averaged over 10%. Over that same period, since 1952, the Dow has fallen 1.6%. So not a lot, but a little bit, during the elections when there's an open field. And the reason for that is, I tell my clients, is the market doesn't really care about red or blue or who's in or who's out. It does somewhat because of policy, et cetera, but I'm not going to get into that. What I'm going to get into is the market feels very uncomfortable with uncertainty.
That's exactly
who
right.
is the next? And so as we plan for 2020, do I think it's going to be bumpy? Yes, I do. And then people say, well, it's different this time. You know, we've got this impeachment going on, et cetera, et cetera. Again, the market doesn't really care long term. And again, if you go back to the 1930s, if you take a look at election years and 10-year cycles, every single election year, the 10-year cycle has been up except one, and that was in the 2000 to 2010 when we had 9/11 and the dot-com and then 07, 08. Other than that, 17 of the 18 have been positive over a 10-year period. So if we're going to focus on 1 year, do I think it'll be bumpy? Yes. Do I think we're going into a recession? No. The numbers are still really good.
Tremendous.
Tremendous is it's probably a better word. So I think it will be a little bumpy, but I don't think it's a reason to completely alter your long-term range, your long-term plans, and whether that's a 5-year or 10-year or 20-year, depending on your age. I don't think it's time to go and make radical decisions and go to cash and sit in money markets because, again, 10.1% is a nice return on average since 1952 for, again, a year election year that has an incumbent running for it. So my answer to those folks are, let's stay put. Maybe we pull a few profits off the top.
Right.
Maybe rebalance, which that's we do exactly regularly, right, Aaron?
Yep.
We'll do some rebalancing. But as far as changing the whole plan, probably not wise.
Yeah, you don't want to go just react because you don't know what's ever going to do. But then that's the type of thing that you guys do with the Certified Financial Group. Offer that peace of mind over and over again. In the case if, you know, you just have a specific question or heard something that you're not sure about, that's what we're here doing on the radio today. We're answering those questions. 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Let's get to John in Orlando before we get to the three big things you need to know. John, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
That's the type of thing that you guys do with Certified Financial Group.
And, John, we got to make sure that you're not listening to your radio because we're on a delay. And so there in 16 seconds, he's going to say hello. And we're already going to move to break so because we're up against it. Real briefly, what's the best number to reach you guys during the week?
You can reach us at 407-869-9800. Again, 407-869-9800. Or better yet, check us out on the web at financialgroup.com. You can find us, again, at financialgroup.com.
All right. John, we'll hang on the line here. We'll get to you. And if you want to get behind John in line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with Aaron Burton, Harry Stadelmeyer, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We are 4 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall over in the News 96.5 newsroom. So, want to get back to your phone calls as quickly as we can. John in Orlando, let's try again. John, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Oh, good morning. I had a question about the solar panels, the tax deduction for those, mm-hmm. and heat pump water heater. Can you get the tax deduction for this heat pump water heater?
I know the solar panels are still there, so they're starting to phase it out a little bit.
Yeah, it's going down to 26%
right,
after the first of the year.
Right. So right now it's a 30% tax credit, which is a really good deal. Next year it's going down to 26.
But someone told me it only amounts to $500. I thought it was 30% of whatever the unit costs.
Yeah, I don't know where. That's on the solar panels, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
the water heater.
No, I don't know about the water heaters. I have to do a little bit more research on the water heater piece. But the solar panels is really the one that I know has been getting a lot of interest because people, that tax credit's really attractive, and really is.
Yeah, it's not a credit tax deduction. It's a tax credit. If,
right.
If
yeah.
you owed $1,000 tax, then you could put that against the you know, dollar for dollar.
Exactly.
And the beauty, John, for those that are listening that don't know the difference, the credit is a dollar for dollar reduction. That's right. The beauty of the credit is it's actually dollar for dollar versus a deduction is a percentage. So the credit is much more powerful. But
yeah, the only thing with the tax credit, if you don't pay taxes, then you can't get, well, you know, you don't.
Right.
You
it's get, not, you a refund, well, not, yeah. not a refundable tax credit. That's exactly right. Exactly right. And so we've seen a lot of people actually coming into our office and asking about the solar panels because basically they're trying to eliminate their electrical bill. And so they're doing the math. And a lot of reputable solar panel companies will come in and actually run the projections for you to see how long it'll take you to recapture basically
well,
pay
I
the
think
system off for it. So.
One guy told us they cost $30,000, but you never pay. You just pay them like $150 a month. This, but or $200, whatever your electric bill was, you just pay that amount to them, and then that's it's like buying a cell phone. Your payment pays for the phone over the long run. I think that's the way it works.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of companies that finance it in all sorts of different ways. That is one of them. I've also seen people just pay for it up front, and it just covers their bill. And then, of course, you got to get the batteries and all the other stuff that goes along with it. So
yeah, I think it's important the difference between tax credit and a tax exemption.
Tax deduction.
Sorry. Yep. That tax deduction is what I meant to say.
What's the difference?
Well, I said a lot of people don't realize
right,
that there's a difference.
Yeah, there is
a huge difference. Yeah. A huge difference. So if you own $10,000 or if you owe $10,000 in taxes and you get a $3,000 tax credit, you just reduced your tax bill by $3,000. So now you're only owing $7,000, where the deduction, like Harry said, is usually a percentage. Mm-hmm. But not nearly as attractive as the tax credit. Tax credits are always better than deductions.
And those are far few and far between. They're, back in the day, back when I started 35 years ago, they were powerful vehicle, and we're seeing less and less of those. So, but it is certainly an option from a solar standpoint.
Yeah, you're going to pay that money in an electric bill anyway, so if you do that and try to get a tax a break from it, that's a good idea.
Well, and the key is that you got to stay in your house, because if you're going to put all that money into it...
Well, that's true, yeah.
I mean, it makes your house a little bit more valuable, but at the same time, I mean, there's pros and cons to everything that you do.
Well, you talk about retirement also. I mean, you're going to go to your final place for the rest of your life, where you move to Florida, live on the beach. That's one way to take advantage of something. So I always thought it was a good idea. That's probably what I'll do. Because I like that whole idea of solar panels, and
I just don't like how they look right now.
Yeah, I hope Elon Musk comes up with that solar panel roofs.
Yeah.
The shingles. One day when that happens, that's when I will probably pony up for those solar panels. But that's
well, the tax credit will be gone though at that point. So you gotta.
That's true. That's
unless
true.
They keep renewing it. We'll
see. They'll renew it. I have a feeling.
Okay.
That's just my gut feeling. If you want John's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We've got plenty of time to get your question answered, so give us a call. Again, 844-220-0965. Text machine up and running as well, 21232. That is 21232. We just ask you to keep your question about 160 characters, because that's all we can see on the screen. And we will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Right after the latest news, weather, and traffic on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with Aaron Burt and Harry Stadelmeyer, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, ready, willing, and able to take your phone calls this morning at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Aaron, for anybody that may join us during latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Well, Harry and I are here to take any questions you may have about your personal financial situation. Both Harry and I are Certified Financial Planner Professionals, and our profession is to help people reach their financial goals, doing cash flow analysis, looking at investments, looking at investment allocations, factoring in things like inflation and Social Security and 401k plans and long-term health care, and basically trying to put all these pieces and parts together for people. And that's what we do Monday through Friday. And right now we are here to do that for everybody that in the Central Florida listening area that has a question. And while I'm talking, I also want to mention that we have Chris Toadvine in our office as well. At our worldwide headquarters there in Altamont Springs. He's also taking calls, so if you do not want to be on the air, feel free to pick up the phone and call 407-869-9800. Again, 407-869-9800, and Chris will take your call offline. And if you get our voicemail, leave a voicemail, he'll check it and he'll call you back here as and he'll clear all those voicemails out. So feel free to pick up the phone and call him as well. If you'd like to talk to Harry or I, pick up the phone and dial these numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. And if you want to watch us today, you can do that on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/certifiedfinancialgroup. You'll be able to see the video there and put a video in the or a question in the comments section. And we'll be able to answer it here on the radio today. But we've got a couple of callers here, so let's get to them. Ed in Winter Garden, you're home to Certified Financial Group. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Ed, thanks for waiting. Appreciate it.
This year, I had to take a lump sum out of my 401k. I am 62, going to be 63 in January. Okay. And the lump sum put me at a higher level than recent years and then future years. So my question is, my wife is 66, going to be 67. She's on Medicare, and her Part B premium was $140. Because I took this lump sum, it's going to put us in a higher bracket. And I'm worried that she's going to be penalized for her Part B. It's only a one-year thing. It's because I had a loss of income. And I want to know what my what our exposure is to this at this point.
Actually, so there is the ability to appeal Medicare surcharge okay. premiums. It's something
right.
if there's a reason why your income went up or went down. I'm
yes.
trying to remember what the appeal process is.
I have the form in front of me. It's the SSA-44.
Okay.
Yep. There you go.
So my question is when do I let them know? I'm not going to file these taxes, obviously, until March or April of next year. My wife gets her premiums every quarterly. And I know sometimes they look for, like, 2019. They look at the 2017 tax year. Do I be proactive and let them know? Or do I wait for the increase to come? And I could use the form, or I could actually go in for an interview in the Social Security office to let them know this is a one-time thing. My question is timing. You know what I mean? Do I be
right.
proactive, or do I wait for it to happen?
Right. And I don't know if I could give you good information on the timing of that.
Okay.
I can refer you to somebody who could probably help you with how you should properly do that within our office. So if you're interested, you can reach out to us on Monday. You can
okay.
either call the office at 407-869-9800 or shoot us an email. All of our email addresses are on the website at financialgroup.com.
Okay, what's the number again?
407-869-9800. And you can ask for
okay.
Harry or myself, and we have a referral person that we can send you out to who can help walk you through the steps.
Perfect.
My gut feeling is that you do it after you file your return in April. Is my
okay.
no, I'm not positive.
So. Yeah.
And I don't know yeah. if you would be. Yeah, I mean, you're filing for an appeal, and so if you send it in, I don't know if you would be penalized by being proactive. But again, I'm kind of out in front of my skis here, so I want to make sure you're getting good info. So give us a call on Monday, and we'll guide you in the right direction.
Okay. All righty, Ed, thanks so much for the call. If you want Ed's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Jane in Melbourne has dialed us up. Jane, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Yes, I have a question about Medicare. I'm 65, and I'm still working. I took Medicare, but I'm a contractor, and I didn't have insurance.
Okay.
I'm now considering going with a company that offers insurance. Can you cancel your Medicare and start it again at a later point in time?
By canceling your Medicare, you're talking about Medicare supplemental programs? Or are you talking about Part B or
well,
Part
A?
There's a lot
Part
of different
A. I mean,
A.
I know I can cancel B and D, but what about Part A?
Well, Part A you don't pay for. So the only reason you would want to cancel Part A, or the only people that I've ever heard talking about canceling Part A, is because they want to qualify for health care or health savings accounts, HSA accounts. But if you didn't have an HSA consideration, I don't know why you would want to cancel Part A.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hopefully that helps
you. You're welcome.
All right, Jane, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Jane's line, it's 844-220 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Don in Deltona has to dial this up. Don, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I'm curious about something. I turned 70 and a half this year, and I was forced to take a distribution from my 401k. While I was talking to the people, they suggested that I take the entire 401k and transfer it to an IRA and a partial Roth IRA because there's money in it that had been taxes had been paid on.
Okay.
And I want to know if there's any advantage for me to do something like that.
When did you turn 70 and a half? You said this year, but what month? Your birthday.
February.
Okay. So the law says that you have to start your first withdrawal in the April 1st in the year after you turn 70 and a half. So if your birthday were in February, you turn 60 and a half or 70 and a half this year. So technically next year is when you had to pull your first. Most people don't recommend that, as we don't. We'd like to see you take it in the year you turn 70 and a half to avoid double taxation next year, pulling out the first one and then having to pull another.
Right.
But your question about moving, I personally like the idea of moving monies that are not eligible for rollover into a Roth, which you can do. But my opinion at 70 and a half of taking your entire 401k and moving it to a Roth IRA, if that was the question, maybe I misunderstood you.
Well, it's two parts. There's two segments to it.
Okay.
One will qualify for a Roth and the other one will be a regular IRA.
Okay.
And what I'm looking to figure out is whether it's to my advantage to leave the 401k and take the distributions, or move it as was recommended to me.
Well, so they're recommending basically that you roll your 401k out into an IRA and into a Roth IRA. Is that
yes?
And that's a question that we get a lot, and it really is going to depend on first of all, the level of service that you're getting from your 401k provider, whether they're providing any additional services like planning or distribution planning or anything like that. Most of the time, I would say you're probably not, because that's not what 401ks are really meant for. They're really meant as an accumulation vehicle to start to save money. And so now you're in the decumulation phase. And so the question is, do you want help with the decumulation phase, or do you want to handle it yourself by leaving it in the 401k? That's a question that you'll have to answer on your own. And then the other question is you got to look at the fee aspect of it as well. So usually within a 401k plan, fees are covered in various ways. In the type of plan that you're in. So if you're in an annuity contract with an insurance company in the 401k, it might be a really expensive 401k plan, and then rolling it to an IRA may make a lot of sense, assuming you're not rolling it into an annuity IRA. Or who pays the fees? Does the plan sponsor pay the fees for the 401k? Are you paying all your fees?
I think so, yes.
So there's a lot of things that need to be looked at and balanced there to make a determination of whether it makes sense to keep it within the 401k or roll it into an IRA. That's something we do for people. So if you're interested and you want to get a second opinion, call us on Monday and set up an appointment. Come on in and we can go through your current plan and go through what you're doing and make a recommendation for you.
Just a quick question, Don. Are you doing the investment decisions in your 401k, are you doing that yourself, or are you who's making the decisions in your 401k now?
I am, but I haven't changed them from the very beginning.
Okay, so
I haven't reallocated any funds because I was quite happy with the way it was functioning.
Okay.
And I was always getting a good return on my allocations.
Well, I think, as Aaron said, it really comes down to a personal preference. I mean, obviously, moving it to an IRA, you now have the world of investing at your fingertips, whether you do it yourself or you hire a professional to do it, or again, leaving it in the 401k. My experience has been most people have wanted to take it from the 401k and roll it to an IRA, that money that was eligible, and have either someone manage it or have a little more diverse options when it comes to the investment selection and choices. So, but that's something that you really should explore with a professional. And that's, again, like Aaron said, we do that Monday through Friday. And we'd be happy to sit down. No cost. Come on in. We'll give you our opinion, honest opinion.
I appreciate it. I'll make a call Monday and I'll set an appointment.
Great,
Don. Appreciate it.
All right, Don, thanks so much for the call. If you want Don's line, it's 844-220-0965. Or Don, give Don the number to do that. Call you on Monday.
Yeah, so our number in the office is 407-869-9800. Again, 407-869-9800. Or go online, financialgroup.com. You can actually request an appointment through there as well if you want someone to contact you. You can also send emails directly to any of the planners that are in the office.
All right, just like that. And again, 844-220-0965, the number to dial us up this morning. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We do have two text questions. We will get to those on the other side. Let's squeeze in JR at Vero Beach real quick. JR, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning. I have someone contact me about unclaimed funds, and I wonder if you could trust them to fill out their form and expect them to just take 15% and send me the rest.
JR, great question. You know why I say that? Because I just had this situation. I literally was inundated. Are you getting these things in the mail that say, hey, you have unclaimed money and fill out this form and give us your information and we'll send you a check for X amount of dollars and we'll keep a fee? Or is that what you're getting, or do you get a phone call?
No, I get the form, and they want me to notarize it, and they said that they won't tell me the amount that it's for yet.
Hmm. Oh, that's a little strange. In my situation, JR, I received numerous forms from numerous different organizations from Tallahassee and all over the state, and they gave me the dollar amount, and they were all consistent, and that's when I said to myself, these are all different agencies, and the numbers are the same. The fees were a little different, and I ended up filling out the form and sending in. Now, I'm not going to tell you to do that, but I did, and I actually got a check last week, and I was shocked.
JR, are they saying it's unclaimed property in Florida?
Unclaimed funds? No, it was in upstate New York.
So most states have a unclaimed property website where you can go in and plug in your name and your information, and they will direct you if you have any unclaimed funds available that you can make a claim against. In Florida, it's actually called the Florida Treasure Hunt, so fltreasurehunt.gov. So you can plug in your name, and if you ever like left a deposit and didn't claim it, or unpaid utility or utility bill, there's all sorts of stuff out there. So I would check to see if New York has an unclaimed property website that's a government website for the state. Plug in your name and see if it's a legitimate claim before you just go filling out some information and sending in a form.
Yeah, you do have to, and I did my homework and realized that it was legit, and it does happen. Yes.
Oh, okay. I just hope that I wasn't getting deceived and they take more than the 15% that they promised.
Well, I mean, there's lots of different stuff that could be happening there. Depending on how much information you're giving them, they could be just stealing your information. So that's why I'm saying be careful about what you're giving out. Go verify that there actually is some sort of claim out there through a governmental website. See if there's unclaimed property.
And JR, they won't tell you how much it is?
Not yet, no. They said after I fill out the forms or after I, you know, the check finally comes.
Yeah, that one is a little, but they told me up front, every letter had a dollar amount. It was very consistent. So.
Okay, I'm glad it worked out for you, and I hope you fellows have a good weekend.
Thanks,
all right,
thanks,
JR.
Thanks, JR.
Thank you so much for the phone call. I mean, a lot of people get those in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
It's 844-220-0965, number to dial us up. Right now we pause, because the three big things you need to know.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Final segment of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We got a couple of text questions we want to get to before we get out of here for the morning. Maxiama 401k is still the best advice. We are debt-free, $130K in gross income. Texter writes in at 21232 for Aaron Burton, Harry Stadelmeyer.
Oh, yeah. So $130,000 in gross income puts you in the 22% tax bracket. So there's some basic things when we talk about like where to bucket your money or how to start saving your money. And we get that question a lot. So the number one thing I always say, you need to make sure you have a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that savings account set up, usually it's 3 to 6 months of living expenses, depending on whether you're married and whether both people are working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Once you have that established, then the next place to be saving money is in the 401k plan and maxing that out. Especially if you're in the 22% tax bracket, basically you're saving 22% of every dollar that you're putting into there. So it's a very efficient way and actually the cleanest tax deduction that you can get today.
And the key word there is maxing. Don't many companies match 2 or 3 or 4%. I see this all the time. Oh, yeah. It's like, well, yeah, I'm maxing up to what the company is matching. No, that's
a different thing.
There's a different thing. You want if you're eligible for the max, which I believe is
19,000. If you're under 50, it's 19,000, and once you're over 50, it's another six for 2019.
000. So that is the key for this texture. Max your contributions, and that should not be an issue with being debt free, which is also fantastic.
All right, we got another quick text question. This goes back to our solar panel and the tax credit question. So if I sign a contract for solar panels with a payment plan, do I still get the 30% credit if it was signed before 2020?
I think the answer to that is yes, but it's also going to depend on how the solar panel company is structuring what they're doing. If you're financing it, basically they're giving you a loan, and so because you're signing that loan or that note in this year, I would say that you would be eligible for the tax credit in this year.
This year. That sounds... Yeah. Right.
But they should be able to tell you that. Now, if you're like leasing them or something, then I don't think so. But again, it's going to depend on how that financing is structured.
And then they should be able to answer that question for you.
That would be a question that they should be able to answer. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we only got about 30 seconds left. Not only are we talking on the radio every morning at Saturday or every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the Certified Financial Group has a great resource called the Workshops. What we got upcoming here, Harry?
Yeah, we do. We're done for the year, so we're gonna shut her down. But Gary has a workshop on January 18th that we're now promoting, and it's going to be here at the Palatial Palace here of WDBO. So we're coming back here because we are doing some construction at the office, and it's on January 18th at 9 a.m. So it'll be during our show. Here at the offices, and the topic is key elements to a